local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Absolutely loaded on a Thursday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's February 22nd, and the weather looks pretty good. We'll get details on the way with meteorologist Alan Strum over the next 3 hours. Austin, keeping you company in your car as we keep an eye on traffic for you as well. Starting off with our top three stories, as we always do. So did your cell phone work today? For many of you, the answer was a resounding no. And now an investigation into the outages is going to be looking into whether or not it was part of a much larger cyber attack. AT&T cell phone service has been fully restored now after being out for most of the day. Reports say the FBI, Homeland Security, are looking into the cause, whether it's a cyber attack or just technical difficulties widespread. T-Mobile and Verizon customers also reported issues, but the carrier said their networks did not experience outages and the problems were most likely caused by their customers trying to contact AT&T customers. Austin, are you an AT&T victim in all this, or were you scot-free today?
Luckily, I was scot-free. I saw AT&T trending on X today, and it had like 1.42 million tweets. I'm like, what is going on? And then I saw like a joke about it on Facebook. I'm like, oh, well, not my problem.
I was a I am a Verizon customer, and I get maybe one call every 3 months, or I have to make a call every 3 months, so I was fine.
Yeah.
For many people, today was a rough day without the cell service there. Also in our top three stories, the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden is facing a major setback following the indictment now of an ex-FBI informant at the center of the probe. We talked about this, I believe it was yesterday. The Justice Department indicted Alexander Smirnov last week on allegations he made up information. Biden and his son Hunter accepted millions in bribes from a Ukrainian energy company. It was later revealed that Smirnov Ice, so that's how I remember that. He says he received his information about the Bidens from Russian intelligence. The Cassie Carley law in Florida has now been sent to the governor's desk. The bill would require sheriffs across the state to create a safe custody exchange space with proper lighting and surveillance cameras. The bill passed both the Florida Senate and House and is now a signature away from becoming law. Of course, Cassie was the Navarre mother who went missing after a custody exchange with Marcus Spanavello back in 2022, and she was found dead in a shallow grave in neighboring Alabama. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local story here, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says a person of interest is now in custody, the grandson of an elderly couple found dead inside their home today. Deputies were called to the home on Greenbrier Boulevard at around 12:40 on a welfare check. When they arrived, they found an elderly man and woman dead inside. The person of interest is 24-year-old Jordan King. No other information has been released, and no charges have been filed. More local headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather this hour. We'll start with Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, Austin, last couple of days we've been seeing slowdowns in Gulf Breeze, of course, last week as well. What's the story there now? Anything exciting?
Well, it's typically, the construction problems are going to be seen if you are following or driving southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze. That appears to be pretty smooth sailing right now, though. It seems to be like an every other day thing at this point. But we do have some issues in the Gulf Breeze area if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, just a minor stretch of congestion there. Also, if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, we've got backups in that area. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West West 9 Mile Road. We've got the typical evening traffic causing backups there. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther heading towards the Windhaven Beach area. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got evening traffic causing to standard issues there. This traffic and weather update was brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782.
All right, thank you very much. 4:15 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola Right Now. Text line 850-437-1620, the traffic line 850-262-6111. Busy news day here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. First, there is movement now towards a possible agreement for the sale of 290 acres of the OLF 8 property.
I'm holistically pretty comfortable with the what I think the plan would be. You know what I think could happen on the property. I'm pretty okay with the with what they're showing and the experience and the other projects they've done.
That is Escambia County Commissioner Chairman Stephen Berry. He, along with the rest of the board, voted to allow for a 2-week exclusive negotiating period with Beulah Town Center LLC. The development group is partnering with Tampa-based Metro Development, which specializes in communities with existing master plans. Among the remaining sticking points left to sort through, both Commissioners Burgosh and Berry say the top line number is still a bit too low. But we'll see in a couple of weeks whether there is a signed purchase and sale agreement for the 290 acres of the OLF 8 property. Also in county business, Escambia County's administrator is confirming a meeting did take place this week with at least a portion of EMS employees who have called for changes in leadership. It was 2 weeks ago when their union sent a letter to the commissioners calling for EMS Chief David Torsell and Deputy Chief Christopher Stevens to be removed due to a toxic work environment. Wes Moreno says both he and Assistant Administrator Debbie Bowers were at the meeting.
She left 3 pages of notes, and then yesterday Ms. Bowers spent all day long over EMS. I spent some time with HR and with finance, and I've got HR doing some audits of some things there at EMS, some accusations that were made, or allegedly accusations. And so, you know, as I said, you got to go through these things, and what can be validated, it can be validated. If it can't, then it can't.
And Moreno adds that there are more times on the schedule to meet with EMS employees in the coming days with the goal of meeting with all road crews. Also, in the city of Pensacola, an Escambia Circuit Court judge is denying a hearing over last week's request for a temporary restraining order over the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym. Late last week, a pro se motion was filed with petitioners requesting the demolition be halted for 60 days to allow enough signatures to be collected for a ballot referendum. Mayor D.C. Reeves says prior administrations and city councils signed the gym's death sentence over 3 years ago.
If it had been fixed, we would have been right back in business. Instead, we kick the can down the road and we make it someone else's problem. And then now we have some pearl clutching we're doing over the potential loss of a building that we signed away.
And in the order, the judge ruled that the petitioner had failed to follow the requirements of a Florida civil law, although it's not exactly clear whether that was related to procedure or documentation. We learned earlier this week a Pensacola man has been charged for an alleged attempted sexual battery. PPD's Mike Wood on that case.
This individual followed a young girl on foot, and she sensed something was wrong. She took off running, and he eventually caught up to her. She was able to get away, fortunately, uninjured.
And the suspect identified as 20-year-old Kazuri Jackson has been arrested now, is facing charges including attempted sexual assault on a victim under 18, indecent exposure, and lewd and lascivious behavior. And finishing on a positive note, Lou Ferrigno stopping by our studios this morning to talk all things Pensacon. And he's also speaking today at NAS Pensacola right now on the Channel 3 News at 4. And he's been sharing his inspirational story today.
When I was young, I had to overcome adversity. I was bullied as a kid because of the hearing and speech situation. They called me Deaf Mute, Deaf Louie. So basically, that's why I'm happy about the con, because as a kid, I would love to have a con to attend myself. It gives a lot of hope because everybody has a superhero connection in ourselves. And we connect that. We go through different, like especially at Pensacon, you see the favorite celebrities to make that connection. People that you follow for many years, you get to see them in person. So it's very exhilarating.
Of course, Ferrigno and about 100 or so other celebrity guests are at Pensacon this weekend. huge economic impact to our area every year. Tickets and a full guest list are available at Pensacon.com. So good times here. 420, we'll take a break there. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Off and running on Pensacola right now.
Fleet Feet Pensacola, your running, walking shoe store, now open on Sundays. Come by our Pensacola store at 236 West Garden Street across from Everman. We use our Fit ID scanner and pressure plate analysis to fit you in the right running, walking, or comfort shoe. We offer running and walking coach training programs. Fleet Feet is here to make your life better. Get your free foot scan today at Fleet Feet on Garden.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked to Lou Ferrigno. That's first. You're definitely going to want to hear this interview with such a sweet, amazing man. Second, there's a bill working in Tallahassee to require the teaching about communism to Florida students, and I played testimony from people who have suffered under communism. You want to listen to the 7 o'clock hour. The first part of that hour, the testimony of the woman from Vietnam, you want to listen to that. Trust me. Find it at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I'll own that. Actually, pretty interesting video. So, northofscambia.com. So, FHP, there was the high-speed chase yesterday afternoon, about 26 hours ago.
Okay.
That was on Molino Road. That's when they ended. So, today, FHP released dash cam video of the pit maneuver that led to the crash. So, I was uploading that to the News Radio Facebook page. So, that's the sound you heard there. But pretty fascinating. There's also aerial footage of that too. So definitely a good testament to what law enforcement does. And Sheriff Chip Simmons, a couple weeks ago, or it may have been last week, did an interview with Andrew talking about how the deputies have more license and freedom to perform the pit maneuvers if they feel it's necessary and safe to do so. And this was involving FHP troopers mainly, but yeah, you definitely see the risk and the dangers associated with these high speed chases. And this one thankfully ended with the bad guy getting caught. So if you check it out, it's going up on our News Radio Facebook page right now. So.
And that's actually a perfect segue to our traffic and weather update.
Everything is purposed and planned around here.
Yeah, that was totally planned. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, we still got some issues there. Traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West is going to give you some trouble as well. Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that could be looking better. Mobile Highway is having some issues, but going both north and south towards Softly Field Road, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, in Pensacola at least, it's just a couple of other busier intersections, and maybe West Fairfield Drive is going to give you some trouble if you're traveling westbound towards North Pace Boulevard. Outside of that, however, Gulf Breeze Parkway is still giving us some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway has its typical evening traffic traveling westbound from Mary Esther towards Wynn Haven Beach. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got our typical issues there.
I told you at the top, very busy day today.
Yes, you did.
Especially with local news. All right, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida, a settlement has now been reached in the Petito civil suit against Brian Laundrie's family and their lawyer.
The settlement was worked out in mediation in Tampa on Wednesday for an undisclosed amount of money. Gabby Petito is the 22-year-old Long Island travel blogger murdered by her Florida fiancé, Brian Laundrie, during a 2021 van life road trip. Her parents sued his and the Laundrie's lawyer, claiming they inflicted emotional distress by misleading them about Gabby's whereabouts before her body was found weeks later in Wyoming. The mediation settlement means a trial scheduled for May 13th. In Sarasota County is canceled. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
All right, thank you very much. A social media ban for children has now cleared another hurdle. 23-14 was the vote in the Senate, approved it this morning. It would, among other things, prohibit anybody under the age of 16 from creating certain social media accounts and require platforms to delete existing accounts set up by kids. The measure is going back to the House now to consider the revisions that were made in the Senate.
And Florida lawmakers are expected to take up a health care proposal meant to address an ongoing doctor shortage as the legislative session nears the finish line. The State House is expected to vote on a bill this afternoon that would make it easier for foreign and out-of-state health care workers to relocate to the Sunshine State. It would also increase incentives to encourage providers to work in underserved rural communities.
And Governor DeSantis says he doesn't want to be Donald Trump's running mate, so I guess my theory has been blown up. The former GOP presidential candidate says he's looking at other options not long after Trump said DeSantis was on a short list of presidential candidates for or potential candidates for vice president. DeSantis also said he wasn't ruling out a 2028 run for the White House. So, all right. There it is, straight from the horse's mouth. Quick recap of today's top three stories. Of course, an investigation from the FBI and Homeland Security is now underway following the massive outage in cell phone service today that hit AT&T. I had nothing to do with me, so I was okay. But, you know, for AT&T users out there, I'm sorry. The Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden facing a major setback now following the indictment of ex-FBI informant Alexander Smirnoff at the center of the probe. And here in Florida and locally, the Cassie Carley Law has been sent to Governor DeSantis' desk for approval that would require sheriffs across the state to create a safe custody exchange space with proper lighting and surveillance cameras. 4:30 now, we'll get national headlines coming right back. Look at sports tonight on Pensacola Right Now.
News, I'm Tom Graham. AT&T says service has been restored after widespread frustration. Customers complained they had trouble making calls, texting, and accessing the internet.
No word yet from the company as to why this all happened, but data from downdetector.com, which tracks outages, shows some of the areas that experienced the most problems, places like Atlanta, Houston, and Chicago. Now, at its peak, more than 73,000 outages were reported on that website.
Fox's Jeff Paul, Homeland Security, FCC, both investigating. President Biden met with family members of Alexei Navalny, a prominent opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We're going to be announcing the sanctions against Putin, who is responsible for his death tomorrow.
And the death came days ahead of the two-year mark of Russia's war on Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Record closing highs for both the Dow Jones Industrials and S&P 500 today. The S&P jumped 105 points and the Dow leaped 457. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallied 460 points, nearly 3%. The NASDAQ now within 16 points of its record finish set in late 2021. Mixed news out of Carvana after today's close. The online used car retailer reported a slightly wider than expected quarterly loss and revenue that came up a bit short, but it said also that it's on track for growth this year despite macroeconomic headwinds. In fact, it expects a core profit significantly above $100 million for the current quarter. Investors very pleased to hear that. It seems Carvana shares are surging 24% in late trading. Look for Reddit to start trading on the New York Stock Exchange next month. The social networking company today filed for an initial public offering, the first major tech IPO of the new year. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute. FBS players will get $600 and a copy of the game if they consent to their name and likeness being used in return of EA Sports College Football video game. There are roughly 11,000 players, which means a max payout of $6.6 million. That's not a lot. It's even dumber now that we've had lawyers in courtrooms and not the game for so many years. I'm Andrew Bogish.
CBS Sports Radio.
urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-270-3388. That's 800-270-3388. 800-270-3388.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during the final days of our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus 10% off all bases. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We are here focused on a weaponized government.
Donald Trump Jr.
We're here tonight to talk about the great American story.
In a Pensacola town hall meeting, Tuesday, February 27th, at the Palafox Wharf waterfront. Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr. will discuss the biggest issues of our time. The doors open at 5 p.m., but if you can't make it, you can listen to the entire town hall meeting right here. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that intersection, period, is giving us some issues, but especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor backups there. It does appear to be dying down, though. Same can be said about southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 West there. Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling northbound, my goodness, I'm all over the place. If you are traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway, we've got some backups in that area developing. Also a bit further south of there, if you're traveling on Blue Angel towards U.S. Highway 98, we've got some issues in that area as well. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some typical evening traffic causing backups there. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has a little bit if you're traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and trying to get through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got typical evening traffic there as well.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Very nice outside, partly sunny And sunshine's going to be prevalent Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Highs right around 70 each day as well. So very nice weekend in store. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's cause of death is listed as natural on his medical report, according to a spokesperson who was given the information by his mother. In a video statement on YouTube, Navalny's mother said she was secretly taken to view his body at the morgue. She also claims she is being blackmailed by the Russian government to try to force her to hold a secret funeral.
My goodness. And a black Texas student who has been suspended for his hairstyle has now lost his lawsuit. Today's ruling came despite pleas from lawmakers who feel this is blatant discrimination.
What kind of message do they send when they tell him that he should conform? Conform to what? To European standards?
State Representative Ron Reynolds wrote the newly signed Crown Act. It bans discrimination over hairstyles. The judge, though, ruled in favor of the Barbers Hill School District, which is north of Houston. Their policy mentions hair length, not hairstyle.
Yeah, also going back to Russia, U.S. diplomatic officials are being denied access to a woman from Los Angeles who is being accused of high treason in Russia. The 33-year-old former ballerina faces 20 years to life in prison for allegedly raising funds for Ukraine. Even though the U.S. and Russia have a longstanding agreement to notify each other if a citizen is being held, Moscow refused to do that because it does not recognize the woman's dual citizenship. That is not good for her at all.
Absolutely not.
And
police in Oklahoma say the death of a teen that happened one day after a fight at their school was not caused by trauma. Nex Benedict, who identified as non-binary, died earlier this month. It happened a day after Nex told their family that they and another student were involved in an altercation with three older girls at Owosso High School. It's not yet clear, how if their gender identities had a role in the altercation. The mother of Nex told The Independent that they had experienced bullying from fellow students for several months.
Yeah, and also a big story from yesterday, an update on a major Alabama health system is announcing it will pause all in vitro fertilization procedures in response to a recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham saying it's saddened as it evaluates the potential that our patients and physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages.
Yeah, the ruling handed down earlier this week categorized frozen embryos as children who are therefore protected under the state's wrongful death laws with respect to minors. 441 here at Pensacola right now. Austin, what's happening in the sports landscape today?
Well, we've got a lot on our televisions tonight. Starting with men's basketball, we've got some ranked action tonight on FS1. We got Rutgers at number 3, Purdue. That's going to tip off at 6 o'clock, followed by number 21, Washington State, at number 4, Arizona, at 10. So pretty two important games there. Also, the NBA regular season's back on track following the All-Star break. It's headlined by a TNT doubleheader. We got Suns at Mavericks at 6:30, followed by Lakers at Warriors at 9. But maybe if basketball is not your speed, we got the Washington Capitals at Tampa Bay Lightning. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN, so we got some hockey going on too. And good news for baseball fans, MLB spring training began today.
Yeah.
Dodgers, I think the game's still going, currently taking on the Padres, and it is a marauding. I think last I saw, Dodgers were up 14-4. So not very fun, even for spring training. The two are also set to kick off the regular season. That's going to be next month on March 20th.
Yeah, they're doing that in South Korea, too.
Yeah, in Seoul, yeah.
Which is going to be huge for the Dodgers, obviously, with Shohei and then the Japanese pitcher that they signed, who's a big deal over in that part of the world. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And some other headlines here in football. Former San Diego State punter Matt Areza is back in the NFL, signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was drafted by the Bills in 2022, and he was named in a lawsuit alleging he and several men sexually abused a female at a party, which, of course, led to him being off the team and all that. The case against him, however, was eventually dismissed due to lack of evidence. And also, I know college football playoff traditionalists, you know, they don't like the new 12-team format, but if they didn't have enough to clutch their pearls over, the idea of a 14-team playoff starting in the 2026 season was discussed at CFP meetings in Dallas on Wednesday. That's according to ESPN. CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock acknowledged the idea was discussed, but declined to provide specific details, saying, quote, there's work still to be done. No, there is not.
I agree. The idea of a college football traditionalist, like, I don't even know what would be considered traditional anymore, because it's changed so much, and we've gone from the Bowl Alliance to the just the bowl system, to the voters, to the BCS, to the college football playoff, and we've gone from 4 to 8 to 12. Conferences don't even make sense anymore. I'm just like, well, okay, what are we going back to? Are we going to the 1930s? Are we going to the 1970s, 1990s? What are we doing?
I don't know. And look, as I said, I'm like, Wake Forest stinks, so I want them to have as good of a chance to do something meaningful as anybody. And okay. the more football, the better. That's the fan in me. However, objectively speaking, we've gone from one extreme to another. We're already talking about 14. We just revealed the format for the 12 team, and people hate it. We're already going to expand it further.
Yeah, I'm not really sure I get the hate. I really don't. Is it just because people think there's too many teams or what? But I'm perfectly fine, and I think 12 teams is great because you're going to get the big first round matchups. Yeah, you'll probably get some blowouts, but whatever.
You get those
blowouts
anyway.
Every week anyway.
There you go.
So I don't know what people are complaining about. 4:45, got an update on the roads and weather with Health, Business, and Science to follow.
Alrighty, so looking at the roads here, the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road is still looking kind of rough, especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess towards Palafox there. Also, let's see, if you are traveling westbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Mobile Highway, we've got some issues in that area as well. Sticking with the North Blue Angel Parkway routine, if you are traveling southbound towards Lillian Highway, we've got an accident report in that area that's causing some congestion. We also have some if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel towards Lillian Highway, but that seems to be unrelated. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got issues in that area. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach to Tiger Point areas, we've got some backups there. That's typical evening traffic, though. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound from Mary Esther going through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, we've got two spots in Milton here. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and trying to travel eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups in that area. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some issues there. Oh, and by the way, I said Dodgers were up 14-4. No,
it was like 14-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 14-1, and then I thought it was 14-4, but I guess my eyes just played tricks on me. It's still 14-1.
All right, very good. Let's get an update on the weather.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 4:46 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. The CDC says contagious stomach bugs, including norovirus, are circulating right now, hitting the Northeast especially hard. The CDC says the positivity rate for norovirus, which causes cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea, is more than 15% in the Northeast. If you do get a stomach bug, doctors recommend drinking lots of fluids to keep you from getting dehydrated.
And mortgage rates are up again for the third week in a row. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week. That's up from under 6.8% last week, according to data from Freddie Mac. That's compared to 6.5% a year ago.
Also, new images from NASA are showing that the land major East Coast cities are built. Okay, that was a weird phrasing there.
Yeah, weird word.
All right. The land that major East Coast cities are built on is sinking.
There you go.
There we are. Areas from New England to Florida were surveyed using satellite data and ground-based GPS centers to map the motion. The data says major cities like New York, Baltimore, Norfolk are built on land that sank between 2007 and 2020. The land sank by an average of 1 to 2 millimeters per year, but in some counties, mainly Delaware, Maryland, Georgia, South Carolina, saw their land sink twice or three times as fast. On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you that we are sinking?
I was about to say, as long as like Pensacola and Milton aren't really mentioned on those, I'm fine for the most part. I mean, I know that that is like a problem in the long term, but that's, I mean, we're talking a couple millimeters a year, if that. That is emphasis on long term. Like, and out of sight, out of mind, really. Let's see here. Google is putting its Gemini AI image generator on hold after it produced what the company calls inaccurate historical images. Users complained about instances like Gemini returning requests for images of the founding fathers as people of color. Other images included a female Catholic Pope and black Vikings.
Pop culture notes today. Austin, we now know the details of Travis Kelce's Valentine's Day spending spree.
Really?
Yes. He spent $16,000 on Taylor Swift, and he also just touched down in Australia to join her on tour. They're going to travel the world as she's on tour, and he's going to be with her, so that's very sweet. Here's the breakdown of his spending. He spent $7,000 on roses, $1,050 on a black leather Dior beret, $5,100 Bottega Veneta medium Andiamo bag, whatever that is, an $1,100 wide-brimmed straw hat from Celine Triomphe, and a $1,300 Hermes scarf. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how good did he do?
I wouldn't know because I'm not rich. I will say, like, you can dumb this down so easily. You could, like, roses, flowers, got it. Black leather Dior beret hat, got it. Bottega Veneta medium Andiamo bag. Got it. It's like, I am just so simple that I could buy all that for $30, dude. Just give me a moment. I can find somebody.
Yeah.
The Hershey Company is putting out a call for pet owners as they search for the next Cadbury bunny. This year, the Cadbury brand will use a March Madness elimination tournament to decide the winner. Tis the season.
Yes.
Entries must be made through Cadbury USA's Instagram account. Pet parents are required to post a picture or video and explain why their rabbit should represent Cadbury. Voting begins March 11th.
I wonder if that 30-pounder from yesterday is going to be considered.
He should be.
Virgin River. I'm not sure what that is, but there's a double dose of good news for fans of Virgin River.
All right.
Season 6 of the Netflix romantic drama is starting production in Vancouver. The series typically dominates the Netflix top 10, so that is news to the two of us. When the new seasons are released, they follow the lives of residents in a Northern California town, including nurse practitioner Mel and bar owner Jack. Netflix is also looking to expand the Virgin River world with a prequel series, and the prequel would tell the story of Mel's parents. So if you're into that, there's some good news for you. We like to be around here.
I mean, I don't know what Virgin River is. I read it was romantic drama.
It's a Netflix romantic drama.
I read romantic and, you know, I just kind of like put two and two together, but I don't know. The sexual assault case against Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has been dismissed. I didn't even know he had one. Tyler had vehemently denied accusations by former teenage model Gianne Bellino that he sexually assaulted her twice in one day. The alleged assaults were said to have taken place in Manhattan in 1975 when she was just 17 years old.
Wacky stories and good news as we wrap up hour number one next.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core 4 includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. If you are traveling southbound on Mobile Highway towards North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some issues developing over there. Also, just the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway itself could be looking better. We had a couple of accident reports on Blue Angel Parkway, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. We've still got some minor backups in that area. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've still got some issues developing there. Same can be said about the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway, you're going to have a little bit of issues if you're traveling eastbound close to the Tiger Point area. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach, we've got some issues there. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups in that area, just a lot of traffic coming off there. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got typical evening traffic in that area.
Skies overnight will be cloudy with an overnight low of around 60. Now, there is a little bit of a chance for rain. If we do get any, it will mainly just be some light rain, and it would likely be overnight or after midnight. During the day Friday, the clouds will start to clear. Highs will be in the low 70s. We get some slightly cooler, drier air in for the weekend. So weekend lows in the 40s, weekend highs in the upper 60s with some weekend sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Weather Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:56 at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at some wackier stories in the news today. There is a call for anybody with the first name of Ryan to attend a Ryan Rodeo in Austin, Texas, as they try to break the world record for largest gathering of people with the same first name. For the past few years, the city of Kyle, Texas, has been trying to break the record. I'll give you one guess on what name they're trying to go with. It's not Ryan.
It's Kyle.
They have failed so far. The current world record, if you're curious, is 2,325 Ivans that met up in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Do y'all not have anything better to do? If you're a Ryan or a Kyle and you're meeting up in these areas, why?
I think it would be pretty cool. I mean, if my name was Ryan or Kyle and I lived within, say, 5 or 10 minutes of this place,
maybe then it would be
cool to, you know, be a part of a world record. But, you know, I'm not going out of my way for this.
Nor should you. A Biden report, you'll get the pun in a moment, has come out of the White House today. Newly released internal documents say that President Biden's dog, Commander, bit U.S. Secret Service personnel in at least 24 incidents between October 2022 and July of 23. Commander was eventually removed from the White House months after agents were advised to give lots of room to the dog, according to a senior agent. What a jerk.
Yes, I know. KFC is rolling out a new menu item called Cheetza. The name is a mashup of chicken and pizza. It's not fried chicken on pizza, but rather pizza on fried chicken. So the fillets are the crust. I'm a little intrigued. Marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni are on top. It'll be available at most locations nationwide starting next week at for
$9.99. Okay. Let's see. Some good news here. China is sending back more pandas to the United States in a sign of improving diplomatic relations between the two nations. On Thursday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said an agreement with the San Diego Zoo has been signed, quote, on a new round of international cooperation in the protection of giant pandas. An agreement is also being worked on with the Washington National Zoo. Georgia's zoo, Atlanta, is currently the only zoo in the nation to have a giant panda program.
Excuse me. We talked about this last month, a story about a chain of convenience stores in Kentucky that added disco balls and lights to the bathroom. So they're like many dance clubs. So now a couple just got married in one.
Oh, come on.
After exchanging vows, they turn the lights on for their first dance. Oh, what? You got a problem with that?
I mean, you can do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy, of course.
It's a budget-friendly wedding right there.
Oh, no,
and a lot of memories.
It's budget-friendly for sure. But if you like have the money for like any wedding you want and you chose that, as I said, if you like it, that's cool. I just feel like it's kind of tacky. That's my personal taste, though.
Okay.
And a guy named Anton Newtonboom is raising awareness for men's mental health by walking barefoot across the U.S. from L.A. to New York. He left Santa Monica, California on Saturday. He calls himself the Barefoot Dutchman, and this ain't his first rodeo. In 2019, he became the first person to make it to Mount Everest base camp barefoot. My goodness.
Wow, that's very cool there. All right, we'll do it for hour number one, Channel 3 News, coming up at 5, a very busy Thursday here.